The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, this is Barbara from Harlem, and we welcome you to our urban story. And my co-host is here, who is
BB Diamond. Welcome aboard. We're so glad that you are logged on to DDV Radio. And again, welcome and thank you for listening to our show.
Yes, and we have some interesting things to talk about today. And if you are interested in participating in our conversation, which we pray that you are, please give us a call at 973-925-4559. Your comments, suggestions, questions, statements are more than welcome. So what do we want to talk about today?
Well, obviously the big news for the past week has been, unfortunately, the massacre in Las Vegas. As we all now know, Stephen Paddock murdered at least 58 people and injured over 400 people at a country music festival that was taking place at the Mandalay Hotel in Vegas. I personally don't think he was alone. I don't know whether he was a lone shooter or not. That I'm not sure of. But in terms of logistics support, to carry out this massacre, this evil act, I am convinced that he had some help. From what I understand, he was able to get up to the hotel room with about 300 pounds, if I read that correctly. And a disclaimer here, the facts are still fresh. They're changing. The situation is fluid. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department are on the case, but it's still changing. So we're still shaking out the facts. But my understanding is he had hundreds of pounds of ammunition. How was he able to get that upstairs to the hotel room? Why no one in the hotel, if he said he was staying for a night or two, no one put two and two together and say, why does he need so much luggage? So because of the massacre in Vegas, I think some things are going to be changing in the hotels in Vegas.
Well, I hope so, because from what I understand, there were, 30-some-odd weapons.
Wow.
In his room. I mean, no, I'm 23, mm-hmm. And that's right. I think they found 9 at his place of residence, and he had a total of about 34 weapons.
Wow.
Now, my concern would be, how can someone who's not running a rifle or shooting range or
right.
whatever
mm-hmm.
be able to purchase so many weapons? Did anyone ever ask? Now, I did hear on Michael Savage that there is supposed to be some sort of database.
Mm-hmm.
That when people purchase, you know, weapons, that it should be, they should be registered in this database. And from what I heard on Michael Savage was that nobody looked into it. Because it seems very strange that one person who's a retired an accountant, not
right.
even a military person, would need to be purchasing so many weapons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if there is a database, then someone... it wasn't looked at, then that needs to be looked into. And if there isn't such a database, there should be one.
Right. I mean, I'm looking on Google as you were saying that. And if this is an article from 2015, 2 years
okay.
ago. And the question was, at that time, are guns registered in a National Firearms Registry?
Okay.
And it says here, and I'm going to quote from the article, generally speaking, for the majority of American gun owners, there is no system, database, or registry that ties us to any of our firearms. Even the Brady Act that created the background check system requires that the records of each background check be destroyed within 24 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
That needs to be looked into.
That needs to be looked into, because if this man was able to... I mean, that's an arsenal. For one person to own over 30 weapons, and as you pointed out earlier, I mean, even if you're a hunter, why do you need 30 weapons?
That makes no sense.
He wasn't running a gun range. He didn't own a gun shop. and so on and so forth. So I think the fact he owned over 30 weapons was excessive. It should have been checked. Now, one of my suspicion is he may have ordered some of these guns online from different states. I know for the state of Florida, you can get a permit as a non-resident. You can get a Florida permit for a gun even if you're a non-resident. So he may have ordered the weapons from different states. And if there is no central database, federal, national database, it wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have been able to aggregate, put together the total number of weapons he had.
Well, I think that that's something that needs to be corrected, because we have a CODIS system.
Mm-hmm.
And the fingerprints can be placed in there.
That is true.
From one state, and yes, it's a national base.
You're absolutely
right. I think
happened.
The same
right,
thing needs right. to be done when it comes to firearms, because no one person who's just an average citizen and they don't own a shooting range or a gun shop, they should be questioned as to why do you want to purchase these additional weapons.
Right. If you don't own a security firm, right, and the other conditions you mentioned, why does one person need 30-plus weapons?
That doesn't make
That's
sense.
That's excessive. But we have to be careful with the grab for guns, so to speak, because people like a former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, wants gun control, and yet she's surrounded by armed bodyguards. So that leaves average Americans vulnerable. And one of the entertainers at the Country Music Festival said they wish they had guns in their dressing room so they could have shot back.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, guns, you know, it's so interesting when it comes to guns. We want to blame guns. When someone drives and kills people, you know, driving into a crowd, we don't blame the car. We blame the driver.
Except that there was an exception. Remember years ago when the liberals used to blame SUVs?
Correct. Well, I don't know about, well, in terms of weapons?
In terms of accidents. They act like the cars
right.
had minds of
but
their
for
own.
The most part, they don't blame the cars. When someone sets off a bomb, they blame the bomber. They don't blame the bomb. So when it comes to guns, we tend not to blame the shooter. We want to blame guns. And as Chicago has proven, it has some of the toughest gun laws in this country. Stricter gun laws only prohibits lawful citizens from getting guns. It doesn't stop the criminals from getting guns.
And he qualified to get a gun because he didn't have an arrest record, although his father was wanted for bank robbery or something. But when you go to make application for a gun, they don't ask you about your father and your mother, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is we need a national database.
Right, absolutely.
So that this can't happen again.
Right, exactly.
CODIS seems to work.
Now, what does CODIS say that again?
That's with the fingerprints.
Okay.
CODIS is with the fingerprints, where
gotcha.
They put the suspect's fingerprints in or someone's fingerprints in, and it's checked nationwide.
And you know what? That's an excellent idea, because obviously you had serial killers going from state to state.
You had truck drivers.
And there was no, exactly.
Absolutely.
No central database with the fingerprints. And I think it's CODIS, C-O-D-I-S.
That's
you're
what it is.
Absolutely right. And that's what we need for the gun ownership, because to have 30 weapons, that's just horrible. And I personally think I don't think he acted alone, as I said earlier. And I also believe that he targeted the Country Music Festival specifically. Number one, he knew, and I know he was white, but he knew that there would be the majority of white people would be there. A number of country music fans are also patriotic. A number of them would be Republican. I believe he specifically targeted this music festival.
Yeah, because there's too much hatred in the air. Since this election and in prior to the election, hatred for Donald Trump, for the Republican Party, it's gotten thicker. And now, since Donald Trump is the president, it's really just overboard. I mean, look at the wife of the president, Melania. She sent a donation of books to a library, and what happened with that? It's refused and all of that. And, I mean, that's nonsense.
Right.
But there's so much hatred in the air. We can thank Maxine Waters. We can thank Hillary Clinton, John Lewis, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, etc., and the list goes on and on. I blame them for what happened in Las Vegas, Nevada. I really do blame them.
I don't blame them, but I do agree with you that they've poisoned the atmosphere.
I do. That's right. And we have sick minds running the streets and roaming the streets. And, you know, when people say, oh, he wasn't affiliated with any religion. He wasn't affiliated with any politics. You know, people... Please don't fool yourself. There are no empty vessels.
Yeah, that's true.
There are. You're filled with something.
True, exactly.
Something motivates you. You believe in something.
Yes.
It could be in light, it could be in love, and it could be in darkness, and it could be in death. He did have a religion. His religion was death.
Yes.
Darkness and despair.
Yes.
And that is one saying that does hold a truth, mm-hmm. is misery loves company.
You're 100% right.
Now, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, as you know, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility, claiming that this individual who ended up shooting himself to death had converted to Islam, 3 or 6 months ago. Now, I don't know if that's true. Maybe they just want to flex their muscles
to show, or
to try to claim that they can attack the United States. It's a show of power. But his girlfriend is very shady, this Filipino woman.
Yes, she is.
And he wired, a few days before this massacre, $100,000 to the Philippines. Now, the Philippines is a very poor country, so you might as well say he wired in terms of how poor they are.
$1 million.
About $1 million. So the girlfriend is shady. She was married to two men at one time from some of the stories I've read. So there's more to the story that's going to be coming out, but I strongly do not believe he acted alone.
You may be absolutely right, and I'll be glad when they find some of those shell casings and see if they, because it's also rumored that there were another shooter on the ground.
Really?
So, I mean, they can tell him that there was someone who may have been shooting from approximately the 10th floor. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's not true. So I just pray that the FBI and the investigating agencies will inform the people of the truth of what they actually find. Mm-hmm. I don't know about ISIS. You know, that's a theory that he was connected with them. I know he was connected to evil.
Correct.
I know he was connected to darkness.
Correct. I totally agree.
So, and you know, and ISIS represents that. We don't know for sure, but you know, our prayers, our most sincere prayers are extended to those who lost loved ones, the fathers, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the husbands, the wives. You know, there were some remarkable acts of courage. But, you know, it's overwhelming in a sense, you know, to just think of someone shooting down innocent people. And you're right. Even the guard who was shot, who went to the door and discovered where the shooting was coming from, he was unarmed. Mm. Now, but he was shot, but he still managed to let the police know where this horrible person was located.
Now, where was he located, Barbara? Based
32nd floor.
Wow. How did he manage to shoot down toward the country music festival and he's on the 32nd floor of which?
Weapons experts have to give us those answers. But he did alter his weapons with those
bump stock.
Absolutely. Now, that's another thing that should be regulated. Mm. People should have to answer questions as to why they want to purchase those.
Yeah, now I think that's where President Trump is willing to compromise, although he's for the Second Amendment, our right to bear arms. There is discussion, why do people need bump stocks?
Absolutely, that needs to be discussed.
Now, what is bump stock? Can you go into that just a little bit?
No, I can't go into it because I'm not a weapons expert, but from what I've been able to read and from what I'm able to understand, it alters a regular rifle into basically like a machine gun.
Wow.
That's why the fire was so rapid.
Wow.
And why do you need that? Even a hunter, you don't use anything like that.
Exactly.
So I think that has to be regulated. And from what I understand, they're very cheap, like under $100.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So for under $100, you know, more people can get killed.
Wow.
Needlessly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I think that needs to be regulated. But you know what? I'm from New York, but I wish the senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, would shut his ugly mouth because he's a gun carrying, gun toting person, but he wants to disarm innocent citizens.
Now, one of the things, I mean, the left has really, really politicized this massacre.
Yes.
And as you said, our hearts and thoughts are with the families, the survivors, those who were murdered needlessly.
Needlessly.
But we should not be politicizing this. And one of the things I'm hearing is that the National Rifle Association should be branded a terrorist group. I mean, why would someone suggest it? What does the NRA have to do with this? Number one, the Stephen Paddock was seen at an anti-Trump rally, so he probably wasn't a member of the NRA.
That's why I say,
what does the NRA have to do with
when
this?
When people try to say that he was so detached from everything, that's a lie.
No.
That's a total lie.
Right.
And he targeted that festival because a lot of the people there, the country singers and all of that, they're basically... I find them to be very patriotic.
Right.
And you see one or two of the victims that you were able to see, they were dressed in red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that he was at an anti-Trump rally.
Right, exactly.
That's why I say that these people like Hillary and like Maxine Waters, they have put so much hatred in the air that it's pathetic, it's sickening. They believe in a society that is divided.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in United States of America, that we'll all be united. Just like the recent remarks by Michelle Obama,
mm-hmm.
which should prove to some white people, don't ever be restricted by white guilt. White guilt caused, I believe, Obama to be elected the first time, and I guess the second time around also. But even when you appease a liberal, they don't appreciate it. They come back and slap you in the face.
Right.
What did Michelle Obama just say recently? That the GOP was all men and all white. I mean, they play that race card. They play that division, you know, be divided. Mm-hmm. See, divided, we can be conquered. And this division doesn't look good to our enemies that are around the world.
Right. That's true.
But I believe that there are more of us who see through people like Michelle. But I pray that no white person will ever be motivated to vote for a black person because of white guilt. Vote for a person that loves this country and that loves God.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Obama administration, one of the things that Trump did yesterday, which many who are pro-life hail as a great victory, and I'm just going to quote here from the article in Breitbart. On Friday, the Trump administration announced new rules concerning the HHS Health and Human Services mandate, which allows conscientious objectors to opt out of Obamacare's contraception and abortion pill mandate for religious or moral reasons, unquote. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, my thoughts. I applaud that. You know, I think Obama was one of the most godless presidents we've ever had. Everything that he could do to be against and rebel against the mandates of God, he did. He wanted to violate people's religious beliefs, their religious rights, because, you know, he said this is not a Christian nation.
Mm.
And he did everything he could, even with the marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people who were not aware, if they didn't look at his 2007 senatorial record, then they should never have voted for him, because mm-hmm. they wouldn't have if they looked at it, because I saw from that record mm-hmm. that he was pro same-sex marriage then. He called it same-sex unions.
Mm-hmm.
Same difference.
Mm.
But he's done everything that he can do to rebel against God as the leader of this nation.
Mm.
And I'm so thankful to Trump for reversing that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people with a religious conscience don't have to violate their conscience just to be in compliance with a law that is godless.
But what's so ironic about this whole thing is you have women who are such feminists. I'm free. I'm independent. I don't need a man to take care of me. And yet you want free contraceptives. If you're going to be be having sex and you're going to be irresponsible, whatever, you need to pay for that. We don't need to pay for that. To force an organization, Catholic Charities and Little
that's
Sisters
right.
of the Poor, who had to go to the Supreme Court to fight this.
I know they did.
That's
right.
Wrong. That's absolutely wrong. I shouldn't have to, as an employer or as a religious organization, pay for your contraception.
But may I say this, though? This was just a way to destroy them, the Catholic Charities and all that. You know why? Mm. Because since the beginning of time that I can remember, contraceptives have always been free from the Department of Health. They're free. Mm-hmm. You go into any of my doctor's offices in Harlem, mm-hmm. and contraceptives are on the counter.
Wow.
You don't have to sign a form. You don't have to give your name. You go and pick some up.
Wow.
And when we were running our not-for-profit agency mm-hmm. in Harlem, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. they would send me cases.
Wow.
Because I dealt with, you know, young mothers, unwed mothers, et cetera, et cetera. And if they wanted contraceptives, here's the box. Get what you want, get what you need. But for these, they just wanted Obama and the likes of him, his ilk, just wanted to destroy religious freedom, religious rights. That's all that was intended to do. Because the Department of Health provides those contraceptives. And then another thing about it, these women who are talking about they want someone else to buy their contraceptive, you mean to tell me you have time in your life to sleep with a man who can't even buy some contraceptives? You need to think about your self-worth, your pride, and your dignity. Because if he can't even buy contraceptives, you shouldn't even be thinking about going to bed with him.
Exactly.
Common sense.
I mean, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say on the one hand, I'm this fiercely independent woman, and on the other hand, you want other people to pay for your contraceptives.
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. It is not fair. And
no.
Really, it's I will be happy when the day when we can stop funding Planned Parenthood. I think that's horrible as well. And hopefully with the new bill, I know that there is funding for the wall. There's about $10 billion in funding that has been set aside for the
Amen.
Wall to start being built.
That's right. That's right. And this will be an exception to what normal politicians do. They promise this and promise that and produce nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, but just the left has been, ever since Trump has been elected, and I know it's been very difficult because they swore Hillary was going to win, and by conventional wisdom, she was supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
She was expected to win. But the hatred, we were talking about this earlier, I just came across something on townhall.com where this University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor told her history class that President Trump routinely encourages violence and is therefore responsible for the shooting that left 59 dead and hundreds wounded.
They also said he was responsible for Irma, the storms.
And you have the mayor of San Juan in Puerto Rico
right.
being very hostile to President Trump.
Yes.
Trying to turn the Hurricane Maria into Trump's Katrina like they did with George W. Bush.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Trump is a fighter. He's not going to let them smear him like they were able to smear George W. Bush. And I'm glad that Trump is fighting back. But it's this hatred that's emanating from the left. They hate particularly Trump supporters. They hate white people, too many of them, particularly if you're Republican and you're conservative. The left and the radical Muslims hate them. I mean, it's a
they
hate
do.
That no
they are consumed
no
by hatred
bounds. And that is why I believe the Country Music Festival was targeted. Now, Las Vegas, they have shows going on all the time. Why didn't he go to an R&B concert, a pop concert? Because there would be a mixture of demographics there. A country music concert is largely white, and that's what I believe it why it was targeted.
You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you. You know, that was done on purpose. You know, and he had a plan. You know, it's just a sad state of affairs, but the ones who are really responsible are the haters.
Yep, exactly. I agree.
They're the ones who have created this atmosphere of hatred.
Right.
And since Hillary lost, they make it seem as if it's doomsday.
Right.
They're
right.
portraying our president as a Nazi in California.
Right. Exactly.
They are so consumed with hatred.
Okay, yep.
that it's really disgusting.
And it's not healthy.
No.
And it's extended to sports and entertainment world. And we go to sports and entertainment to forget about politics, just to enjoy ourselves.
And look what,
but now
look what the NFL
poisoned.
Players are doing. Yes.
Yeah, the NFL players, I mean, they're hurting the NFL. I mean,
they are
really hurting
right.
the NFL. Viewership is down. People are not happy about the NFL at all.
No, they're not.
We're going to go to break in a very few, you know, like a few, about 10 seconds. I want to talk about Christopher Columbus.
Columbus
Day is coming up on Monday.
Yes.
And to get your thoughts on this attempt to demonize Christopher Columbus.
Stay with us. It only gets better by the minute.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers, active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DTVRadio.com.
Welcome back to Our Urban Story. We are back.
Yes,
now,
we are.
Barbara, one of the things I wanted to talk about, today is October 7th. Monday is Christopher Columbus Day, which is a holiday, federal holiday. The banks are closed. But there has been an attempt to demonize not only Christopher Columbus, but other founders, particularly white men in our history, which is wrong. And what are your thoughts? Because even, you know, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, was talking about taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus that is at in Columbus Circle in Manhattan. Your thoughts, please.
I mean, how stupid can you be? Well, as stupid as they are. What is that going to prove? What is that going to change? Mm-hmm. You know, Christopher Columbus did something that people like de Blasio couldn't even think about doing. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have nerve enough to do. And I mean, that's not going to change anything. Christopher Columbus didn't do anything that was out of sorts. Just like, you know, I mean, the statues that they have been tearing down, it's not theirs to tear down.
Exactly.
It belongs to the taxpayers. But this is what we get when we have a society of people not being socialized, people not being properly raised. We have nationwide, according to the Heritage Foundation, last time I looked at the statistics, approximately 41% of our population is being raised in a single-headed household. Where our children are not getting or having the benefits of a committed mother and father, teaching them manners, teaching them respect, teaching them excuse me, thank you, and please. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, we have some renegades running around looking for significance. And the latest target is Christopher Columbus. And I include de Blasio in that group also. There's something very wrong with this man.
Right.
Who didn't even attend the policewoman who was murdered, mm-hmm. her funeral, because he had to go over to Germany and be there with the protesters. Mm. You know, there's something whacked with this so-called mayor of New York, and I hope he's defeated. If there's anything I can do to help him be defeated, I just pray that my health will improve and I can be a participant in trying to get him removed from office.
Absolutely. The election in New York City is November 7th.
Yes.
And we urge everyone to come out and see if we can get de Blasio out of office.
He needs to be.
But the Democrats have a stranglehold on New York City politics, as you know. So it is an uphill road for his opponents. But if we could have a change in New York City from de Blasio, who's just absolutely too liberal. I mean, there's just, I don't even know if it's too liberal or just really
he's
just
a degenerate.
Too much of a socialist like in California. It's just crazy.
And his wife also.
Yeah. So this attempt to try to destroy the statue of Christopher Columbus, what does that accomplish?
Nothing.
It accomplishes nothing. Tearing down the statues of Confederate, Army officers, Robert E. Lee, and others in the South, what is that accomplishing? Does that help the citizens of Chicago? Does that help the citizens in these areas where you have these statues? It doesn't help. It's not improving race relations. The murder rate in Chicago is still through the roof. Black men are still murdering other black men.
Yeah, absolutely.
Black unemployment rate is still above the national average. So tearing down statues is just a distraction
from the real issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, we alluded to the NFL players earlier and how they're destroying the National Football League. What does bending the knee at the national anthem accomplish?
Nothing.
I haven't been given a solid answer.
They don't have one.
There's no answer to this. It is a disrespectful act toward our veterans. These guys and gals are risking their lives for our freedom, making $20,000, $30,000 a year. Some of them are on food stamps because they can't even afford to feed their families. When you have some guy, spoiled, rich football player, making $2 or $3 million a year, all he's doing is playing football.
Throwing a ball.
At the end of the day, he's not saving a life.
Nope.
He's not, you know, trying to keep someone out of prison.
Nope.
He's just throwing a ball. His job is not that important. And yet you're bending the knee, disrespecting the flag. The flag doesn't say we're perfect. The national anthem doesn't say the United States is perfect. No. But it is about uniting this country as much as we can under the banner of the flag. Football is supposed to be entertainment.
That's right. Yeah, not a political statement.
Right. You're not,
not a political rally.
Life. You're not putting yourself on the line for anyone. It's really entertainment. If these guys really cared about the injustice in the inner city, why don't they band together, pool their millions of dollars to start some agencies or organizations that can address some of the problems in the inner city?
How many of them have they hired?
Exactly. Why don't they go into the inner cities from Newark, Detroit, Chicago? Start businesses where black young people can be employed. And as I've said weeks before, why would the NAACP and others get involved in holding a rally so Colin Kaepernick can get rehired or hired, I should say, as a football player when you have countless black people unemployed? Colin Kaepernick is worth millions of dollars. We have black young men who need the skills and the work ethic to get a job. But it's easier to go in front of the NFL quarters in Manhattan and march for Colin Kaepernick, who's
absolutely
not even worth it.
He's not even worth it. And then what other players have said, he wasn't such a great player.
Right. And because of his disrespect, he had socks with pigs.
Yes,
like
he did.
Police officers as pigs. He's dating this radical woman. Disrespect for the flag. Colin Kaepernick has never been oppressed in his life.
Why doesn't he leave?
Exactly. He lives in a $5 million mansion.
Okay.
He's a multimillionaire. So how was he oppressed? And again, if you really care about whom you consider oppressed, why don't you come into the inner city and make a difference? Run for office, run for mayor, run for governor, and make a difference.
Go help some of the women in New Jersey and all that who have converted to Islam and who are oppressed.
Right. Exactly.
Oppressed because they can't even eat certain things. They can't enjoy music. Some of them are right here in America. Or go to the Middle East. Help those women over there.
Exactly.
That's what oppression really is. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, he's half white, half black. Mm-hmm. And he's a millionaire. Because for throwing a ball.
Right, exactly.
No medical research or accomplishments like that. He's not a, you know.
Exactly.
He's not a Dr. Ben Carson.
What Dr. Ben Carson did as a neurosurgeon required 8 years of school. What lawyers
minimum
do to help those who don't have money to pay for a lawyer, that requires 8 years of school.
At least.
Right. They're there to try to save lives. They're making a difference. What social workers do in the hell holes in New York, New Jersey, other places, they are making a difference. Football players
don't make a difference.
Unless they get involved in the community, they really don't make a difference.
No.
The basketball players, LeBron James is not making a difference. He's full of himself. A lot of these young men are the product of a single-headed household by women. They were not taught civic pride. It is not about, yes, I agree with everything that the United States stands for. It's about standing for three lousy minutes and honoring the men and women who have lost limbs and their lives serving this country and getting paid basically peanuts.
And from what is LeBron James the one that called our president a bum?
Yes, he's that.
You know, that is so disrespectful and disgraceful.
Absolutely.
But you know what? It's probably because, now, I also heard this. I don't know if it's true or not. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even know who his father is.
Wow.
LeBron James was abandoned by his father. Mm. That's who you call a bum.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bum, just to be a sperm donor.
Right, right.
You know. But, you know, that's so disrespectful.
That's disrespectful to our president. And when you have 8-year-olds kneeling at the national anthem, you're 8 years old. You barely know your arm from your knee. So why in the hell were you bending a knee at the national anthem? But they're emulating the NFL players they see. They're emulating the disrespect from LeBron James and others. To call the president a bum, you may not like Trump. Some of us don't like Trump. But to call him a bum.
And many of us didn't like Obama.
But to call Trump a bum, and he's a president of the United States, and Donald Trump has a history of helping people. He's quite accomplished. There's no evidence of him of neglecting his children, his family.
Absolutely.
So to call him a bum is really personal. It's out of line. And really, the bum in this situation, in this context, is LeBron James' father. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to call someone a bum.
That's beneath LeBron James. And I know he supported Hillary because, like so many people, we've been brainwashed to support Democrats. Now, this is discussed in your upcoming book, Can you just talk about that for 2 or 3 minutes? This whole brainwashing of black people by Democrats.
Oh, it's intense. It's intense because, you know, you have black people in particular. I'm just going to talk about black people because I'm rather an expert in that area because I am black. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes on constantly from the church house to the schoolhouse, every place you go. The Republicans are just for the white man. They're just for white people. They're just for rich people. Look what Michelle Obama just said. Mm-hmm. It's ongoing, and we really need to get from under that cloud of delusional lies that the Democrats are constantly pushing and constantly promoting. We need to use the brains that God has given us to learn how to think for ourselves and stop all of this groupthink, group acting, group, and the group is going no place. It's going backwards. Absolutely. If you ask me. Mm-hmm. I've been around for a few years, and I see the decline in black businesses. Mm. I see the decline in the black family. I see the decline in the black community. You know, we're more enemies of toward one another than we are, you know, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We're killing each other on the street. I mean, you can't hardly walk down a Harlem street without a memorial to someone who was killed the night before by another black person.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really out of control. Yep. All of this hatred, all of this brainwashing to hate the Democrats, you should hate evil. And LeBron, for him being a supporter of Hillary, so you support a liar, a proven liar. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you support lies? How would you like for someone to lie to you? How would you like to have been related to the ambassador over there in Benghazi who wasn't given any aid?
Right, exactly.
And the three that went to help rescue him were also slaughtered. Suppose that happened to be your brother. How would you feel?
Right.
Someone in charge and should have supplied and protected your brother didn't do it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Think about that. That was her responsibility as Secretary of State.
Right.
And that's who you support. Right. You support someone that says that even a child may be a person in the womb, but that child doesn't have any protection from the Constitution and can be killed. That's who you're supporting. Someone who say murder a person in the womb because they can't say, please don't kill me.
Right, right.
Think about it. Don't you have morals? People who are so adamant about this loss of Hillary should think about, why did I want her so badly to be the president? Am I as immoral as she is? Someone who's been called and defined and has lived up to being called a congenital liar. You know, think about the country above your personal preferences. Start thinking for yourself. My book outlines how I had to break through that delusional dust of the Democrats and how it made me feel like a real person, a whole person, to make decisions on my own in line with my Christian beliefs.
Wow, very powerful. And Hillary, is, you know, she's still, and it must have been tough for her, in all fairness to her, to lose, because she had everything, the stars were aligned for her, if you will, between the media, Hollywood, academia, the polls, which were skewered in some places to help her. But she had the whole thing lined up for victory.
Can I just say
but
this?
But she lost in spite of all that.
You know why she lost? That in spite of our decadence and our moral decay, we still have a majority of people in America who have morals. That's why she lost.
You know, there's a story, thank you, Barbara, a couple of weeks ago about a deadly Tennessee shooting. We haven't talked about this story.
Okay.
A Sudanese immigrant was arrested. Now, he claimed that it was in retaliation for the shooting of Dylan Roof committed in this historically black church, if we remember.
Yeah, I remember.
9 members were killed, unfortunately, and sadly. Yeah. But the reason, one of the reasons I'm bringing up this story is that although one woman was killed and others were injured, if one of the deacons at that church did not have a gun, more people would have been killed. And I thank God that that deacon was able to stop this 25-year-old Emmanuel Sampson who came from the Sudan. But we really have to be careful, and we have to understand that guns could also save lives. When you're dealing with someone evil, a gun could be your best friend.
Well, yeah, and I'm a perfect example of that, because I'm a living example of it, because I was in a gunfight. If I didn't have my gun and was able to shoot the bad guy, it's no telling. I believe my brother would have been dead. I could have been dead. One of my children could have been severely injured or dead. But because I had a gun, I was shot in the melee. But I kept going. I went and retrieved my gun, and I stopped him from killing my brother and from doing any more damage than he did. I was shot twice, and I shot him twice.
Wow.
But thank God for that gun that I did have.
Absolutely. The Second Amendment is absolutely critical. It is a right that we should not sacrifice. I do think there needs to be some control of the bump stocks.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Someone should not really be in a position to convert rifle into some automatic weapon.
No.
I think that's very deadly.
Very.
But I do think that this tragedy in Las Vegas, this terrorist attack, should not be used for political reasons. These leftists like Jimmy Kimmel, who's a late night host, demonizing the NRA. The NRA had nothing to do with the shooting. It's not about the NRA. Why don't we demonize bombs or cars? Why didn't we outlaw planes after 9/11? Because they used an airplane as a weapon.
You know, I mean, you know what gets me sick? People like Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he's a comedian.
Right.
He's not no political analyst.
Right.
Exactly. He's not no scientific brain. Mm-hmm. But they can come out in such an inappropriate fashion.
Right.
They need to shut up and go about entertaining people, not trying to educate people, because they don't know the facts themselves. And another thing about it, they don't tell the truth. They lie. They exaggerate. And they don't have the American people's interest at heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And what we should learn from this Las Vegas shooting, some things are probably going to have to change at the hotel.
If
yes. You're staying for two nights, I don't want to see 20 bags.
No.
I better
you should
not
be questioned.
See 20 bags if you're just staying for
Absolutely.
Two nights. And he lived in the Nevada area. He was
yes.
a gambler, from what I understand, the murderer.
And very successful.
Very successful.
And real
he
estate.
Wired,
yes.
Like we said earlier, $100,000 to the Philippines. But the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, I think, is one of the best in the country. Between them and the FBI, we're going to get to the bottom of this. This whole horrible act. We will never forget the people who lost their lives.
Never.
But more lives could have been saved if there had been a gun, if someone had a gun. I mean, this is what these evil people count on. This is one of the dangers of sitting in soft zones, if you will, like restaurants or at the mall. You're sitting there eating your meal or listening to music, and the evil gunman knows that, and he knows more than likely none of us are armed.
Absolutely.
Unless you have an armed police officer guarding the place.
That's right.
So we're like sitting ducks.
Because even the security officer, like I said, he was unarmed. Maybe
wow.
he could have shot him and killed him before he killed more people.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Exactly.
But we need to tighten up, and we need to look again at all of the bags that he had to have brought in there.
He had to. And there are stories out there that it appears that two people had room service in the hotel room where Stephen Paddock stayed.
Yes.
So there's more that's going to come out. And I don't believe his family, maybe they didn't know him very well, to say he had no religious or, like,
no,
you said,
he did,
political.
Though. He did.
He had to have. People don't go and just shoot people at random. And he targeted that country music festival out of nowhere.
No. No empty vessels.
There are no empty
You're going to be
vessels.
Filled with something, good or bad.
Exactly.
Evil or not evil.
Exactly.
You're filled with something. You're following someone. You're serving something.
Exactly. And I applaud the president and First Lady Melania Trump for going to Las Vegas
oh,
and
yes.
meeting with the first responders and the victims. Some of one man, young man, was shot.
Yes.
He stood up and shook the president's
that's
hand.
That's right. He right. wouldn't even lay down even though he was injured. He stood up. That's a man who was taught respect.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we love to hear from you. Our number is 973, although we're going to be going off the air.
925-4559.
Yes, absolutely. Please call us. We'll be here next week. We love to hear
God
from
willing,
you.
God willing,
yes. If you don't agree, even if you don't agree with us, we still would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Give us some suggestions. Tell us what you like to hear us talk about on the radio.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're always open for suggestions and, you know, critiques and all of that. You know, we're open.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And we enjoy your participation, so don't feel... You know, hesitant about calling in and saying, hey, you know, I don't agree with this, or I thank you for talking about that.
Absolutely. What we want to bring this country together.
We're yes,
two
we do.
African-American women who lean toward the conservative side of things, but that doesn't mean that we're anti-Democrat or anti-left. We just want common sense to come into the picture, and we want us to remember our foundings as a nation.
Well, I am anti-left. Okay. Because left, that being left, you're out of balance. Mm-hmm. I believe in balance. I am a registered Democrat. But, you know, something is more important than my party, and that would be my country and my God.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know, I am anti.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is we're more for unity.
Absolutely.
We're not just being anti this or anti that. We're about bringing common sense into the picture and what's
and
best
morals
for this country. Now, when I say left, that's not the same as classic liberalism. Classic liberalism is pretty much live and let live, respecting free speech. And what we found out as conservatives, and particularly on college campuses, is that conservatives really aren't allowed to have free speech.
No, they're not.
The University of California at Berkeley, they were supposed to have a free speech week event, and they had to cancel it because some conservatives like Milo Yiannopoulos, and you had Pamela Geller, she's noted for her research and speaking out against radical Islam, mm-hmm. because they were invited, and of course Ben Shapiro, who's a conservative, they shut this event down, and then you have groups like Antifa, which are supposed to be anti-fascist,
and they're not.
But
they're
fascist. When you don't even allow a conservative to express him or herself, you are being a fascist. You are being a dictator. Even if you don't agree with that conservative, at least let him or her express their views.
And they never do
when
that.
When you try to shut them down, then you are being a fascist, even though you're claiming you're not a fascist. And a lot of this is being sponsored by George Soros, which is one of the reasons why his home country of Hungary, they don't even want him in Hungary, because he's causing a lot of upheaval in Europe and the United States. He's behind a lot of this leftist movement of allowing mass immigration, which we have to watch, mass immigration into the European Union and into the United States.
Yeah, he's a very evil, as far as I'm concerned, evil man. And so I am anti-leftist, anti I am.
I got you. No, I agree.
And I don't deny it.
Now, Barbara, let's yes. just move back to your book but before we close. We only
okay.
have about 3 minutes.
Okay.
What are your plans right now to promote it?
Well, right now it's in the hands of the publisher, and my hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, whatever they say, jump, I got to jump. And
right.
however they're going to do it, that's what I have to abide by because I'm in contract with them.
Right. But do you plan to speak at any Tea Party events, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get invited?
Any place I get invited, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I hope that we do have that in our plans to promote the book, you know, book signing events, you know, speaking events, et cetera, because I'd love to do that.
Right. And so people eventually, as we get closer to the book release, we're going to have Amazon information
yes.
where they can order it online.
That's correct.
And we have a list of people. We have not forgotten you all who have pre-ordered this book.
Absolutely.
You pay for it. You participated in helping us raise the funds.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming because, you know, I've been sick for a while. And I'm still recuperating, but thank God and by the grace of God, I'm doing much better than I have been in the last year. So, but it's going to be a very interesting book, and it's going to be it's a memoir.
See, what's interesting about your book, it's very interesting, is it's a memoir, but it incorporates The issue of the brainwashing of black people.
Almost definitely.
And it's occurred at different levels. It's occurred in academia,
yes.
In the church,
of course.
In entertainment. And it's gotten to the micro level where the brainwashing is so intense that if a black family has a member who says, you know, I don't want to belong to a Democratic Party, that person could potentially be treated as a heretic.
Oh, very much so. Yep. Very much so. And, you know, and some people ask me, well, why haven't I changed my party affiliation? Why? You know, number one, it helps me when I'm in conversations with people who are Democrats. Mm-hmm. Because some of the things that they'll say is, you sound like a white woman. You must be a Republican. I can counter all of that with, well, you know, I'm black. Mm-hmm. Number one. And number two, no, I'm a registered Democrat.
Mm.
It gives me a little more validity.
Gotcha.
So that's why I haven't changed my party, but that doesn't mean that I have to vote for the Democrats.
Exactly. The Democratic Party has to get back to being a party of the people and not a party of different demographic groups.
Absolutely.
And that's what hurt them in the 2016 election.
And not a party that's creating victims, but victory, people who live in victory. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, this is Our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness. Located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programs, entertaining, engaging, diverse, uncensored, and opinionated, visit DDVRadio.com. You can listen on your smartphone, tablet, or any mobile device. DGV Radio brings you the widest variety of talk programs such as Living Life Well, Your World Uncensored, The Canine Authority, and The Wise Guys Show. Visit www.ddvradio.com, the official radio network of NJ Blue Now.